This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney here to kick off the week in Chicago. And in Chicago, I'll tell you what, I'd rather be here in the summer melting along the magnificent mile, as they call it, the Gold Coast, rather than freeze as you do in the winter. The last time I was in Chicago, it was winter time. So looking at what was the big stories to kick off, what were the big stories, rather, certainly the demonstrations that engulfed Washington. You had white nationalists that were definitely swallowed up by some very big counterpart crowds. There were all kinds of shouts of go home, and this was at Washington's Foggy Bottom subway station in the afternoon, and you had police officers escorting the group as they started to make their way towards Lafayette Square Park. If you've ever been there, there was a crowd of counter-protesters chanting, "Nazis, go home." There were Confederate flags. There were shouts of shame, shame, shame. And these anti-racist protesters have been gathering as part of a series of what they call counter-protests planned in D.C., led by members of 40 anti-racism groups. The Shut It Down D.C. Coalition would be one of them. A lot of people talked about that. They had their own rally at noon on Sunday to counter the Unite the Right To, is that, that's what it was called. So large, large crowds from all over the place. Mostly the counter protesters were the bigger crowds, and they were, they were all over the place. And, I'll tell you what, in the last couple of months, there's been massive anxiety over racial bias and racism, and we've seen these instances that keep coming up where police are being called out to sometimes innocuous situations, which is very, very sad, because this is something that should be taken seriously, obviously. In the meantime, you have the story of the immigration lawyer of Melania Trump's parents pushing back against Trump's immigration proposal. So what does that mean? Well, the lawyer representing First Lady Melania Trump's parents, again, are taking a hard line as far as the stance on her family's family visa that really kind of paved the way for the in-laws' citizenship. So now, what a crazy story that is, if you think about it, because here she is, the First Lady. So you have Michael Wilds, his name is, who said it's unconscionable to scare people into believing that things are just going to, this whole notion of chain migration is a beautiful kind of bedrock of immigration law and policy called family reunification. Wilde says that he's talking about his personal beliefs and not on behalf of the First Lady, by the way, or her family and their lawyer. He says, imagine this, people will work harder and harder and love more and do more for America, knowing that their loved ones, their immediate relatives, their parents, their children can bring one relative and not another relative. This is ridiculous. I can understand some of them may be in jeopardy. You might not want to retool them. He went on and on about that. He was one of the talking heads that we saw over the last couple of days as far as politics is concerned. So, again, the immigration lawyer for the First Lady's parents pushed back against what the immigration proposal is, saying that it's ridiculous. And he also, by the way, said that Melania Trump absolutely knew he was coming on Aaron Burnett's CNN program. So how about that? All right, let's move to something else. This is what we do when we kick off the show. We float in a couple of different directions, by the way. If you just tuned in, I like to say that America Tonight is a snapshot of what's going on across America. Your opinions count. So go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, and let me know what you think. Just click on contact and and let it flow. By the way, speaking of opinions, whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome. There's a crazy story that happened the other day that pinged up on my radar about this stolen airliner, and then it was crashed. This guy, Richard Russell, apparently decided he would go to SeaTac, the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, and he would steal the plane. He was there. He had access. The 29-year-old worked for Horizon Air, and he helped to handle luggage, and he towed the aircrafts in, you know, the planes in. They said he had worked Friday. He was in uniform when he got into the cockpit of a Horizon Airlines Bombardier Q400 plane and took off for an hour-long joyride. He is believed to have died when the plane crashed into Ketron Island, which is about 30 miles south of SeaTac, that airport, setting off a big forest fire as well. His parents say they are just stunned by this. They have no answers for why he did that. They say they're just stunned and heartbroken. That what was he thinking? What was he doing? Taking the joyride and obviously not being able to land it and finding himself in a situation. He said he didn't want to harm anyone, and he said there was, you know, there are so many people that loved him apparently. So what was the intent? Again, nobody knows, but it was definitely a scary, scary moment for the people at SeaTac to have that plane, you know, jump out the way it did and then try to unravel the mystery of, wow, who's in the plane? What happened? How did that happen? You know, that whole deal there. We also jump to this, and, you know, we talk about books and books having controversy because controversy sells. By the way, speaking of books, my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, is up for pre-order. If you order it, I will also give you a copy of my awesome tip book that I don't sell anywhere, but you'll get a copy of that. Autograph both and send them out to you. The team will do that. So be one of the first because I've only got 500 and they're going fast. So KateDelaneySpeaker.com is where you'll find that. Just click on the top. You'll see Steve Forbes with me, and you can pre-order my book and get a copy of that other book, again, absolutely free, and I'll just sign them both. All right, so book-wise, Omarosa has a much different destiny and a much different book than I do. Omarosa is saying that she secretly taped her firing from the Trump White House to protect herself. She says, as the former White House aide, that she did that because of White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. She said, if I didn't have these recordings, she was on CNN the other day, she said, if I didn't have these recordings, no one in America would believe me. She was also on Meet the Press and said that. She's promoting her new tell-all book, Unhinged. She said she's incredibly grateful that she did, because she said she could put to bed all the false rumors. And she said she wanted to make sure that it was a friendly departure from the White House after a year of service without any difficulty in the future relative to reputation. And she's got that on tape. She has John Kelly saying that it can be a friendly departure. So that was what she wanted. During her interview, she called President Trump a con, a liar, a racist, doubling down on her claim that the current administration doesn't care about African Americans. And her comments are just on the heels of a day after Trump called the Apprentice alum a lowlife. So it's gotten pretty interesting, especially with Unhinged, her book coming out. Unhinged. So Omarosa launching that this week. How about that? All right, stay with us. So much more coming your way next here on America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Once again, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. We have a full mailbag. I mean, full. Let's talk about this first as we go to the mailbag. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, I could care less about Omarosa and reading her book, Unhinged. I saw her all over the tube. I'd rather read your book, Deal Your Own Destiny. In fact, I ordered a copy of it, and I want to tell everyone to go to katedelaneyspeaker.com and click on that little space next to Steve Forbes, and you can order a copy. Thank you so much. I can't wait to read your story, and I could care less about Omarosa dumping on the White House. Isn't this what people do, no matter if they're Democrats or Republicans? They have their time in the spotlight, and then they dump on whoever it is or whatever organization it is, whatever administration it is that they worked for. That is the formula, Jake. Controversy sells. And so if you have an insight into the White House, we've seen this before with some other people, and of course with Omarosa, you know, it was that whole thing of she was part of that Celebrity Apprentice thing, and then there she is as an aide in the White House. So she was on Meet the Press, and she, you know, said she taped part of a conversation, and I mentioned this at the top, with John Kelly, who was running the White House, who was the White House chief of staff, and she wanted to make sure that it was straight how she was fired. She didn't want to be damaged by that. She wanted her reputation damaged, and she said that they were threatening to damage her reputation, and things were getting ugly, and that's the reason why she bounced out. Crazy, isn't it? All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Paul, who says, "Hi, Kate. When is Jeff Sessions going to be fired? As an attorney general, I think he is lame. I think he is lousy. And he is, as Trump himself says, he is missing in action." Yeah, the president, your timing is good because that's exactly what he said. He blasted Jeff Sessions over the weekend on Saturday. He said he was MIA, and he said he was scared, stiff, and that was a swipe at, of course, his own guy. But it comes in a pair of tweets because of now what's happening with this Russian investigation thing. And Trump has criticized Sessions before, but Saturday it was particularly pointed, I guess we'll say. And the president's jab at Sessions came as part of probably a bigger attack on the Department of Justice and a private firm, a GPS Fusion, hired during the 2016 presidential campaign, to be specific, to examine possible ties between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. So it's the whole Russian meddling thing. Remember, Sessions recused himself from that investigation, and that infuriated the president, and the Russian investigation is now being led, as we all know, for the last couple of years by Robert Mueller, and we see what's happened up to this point. So, and let me just read a tweet from the Prez from Saturday. He said, "The big story that the fake news media refuses to report is lowlife Christopher Steele's many meetings with Deputy AG Bruce Orr and his beautiful wife Nellie. It was Fusion GPS that hired Steele to write the phony and discredited dossier paid for by Crooked Hillary and the DNC." So we continue to get more information about that, right? Absolutely. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Alan, who says, "Kate, that stuff with the guy in the plane, stealing the plane, and then crashing it is absolutely insane. Do they know any reason why he did that? It had to be kind of strange for the Horizon Air to see somebody that they liked steal plane and then crash it into an island." You know, they had final moments that they were going back and forth. He was going back and forth with air traffic control. His nickname was Bebo, and he was a husband. He was, people say he was a good friend. The recording says that has been played, and I heard a little slice of it. He wasn't trying to hurt anyone, and he was saying that there were so many people that loved him and all that kind of stuff. And here he's 29 years old. He worked for Horizon Air. He handled luggage. He towed the plane. They say that he was in uniform. He got into the cockpit and took off for this hour-long joyride. And then he ended up crashing the plane 30 miles south of Seattle Tacoma International Airport, set off a large forest fire, of course, but they say this was suicidal, and that's the really sad thing about that, that he was popular and well-liked, and he had a family, and, you know, his family obviously concerned, and he was married, and just really shocking. And he had even blogged that his dream for the future was to become a manager at Horizon Air or join the military as an officer. And so I don't think anyone certainly was expecting that. Just goes to show you how lives are touched in all kinds of directions. Okay, here's one from Barry, who says, "Kate, longtime listener, I heard you talk about Tesla last week, and Tesla talking about privatization, and it looks like Elon Musk is kind of getting squeezed in a few different directions with these lawsuits and stuff. Do you know anything about them?" Yeah, he's he's got a pair of class action lawsuits against him saying that he violated federal securities law through tweets suggesting a plan to go private. So that very thing about being private. And on August 7th, he published a tweet saying he's considering, that's when he said it, he said he was considering taking Tesla private, and in a proposal that would value the company at $420 a share. He also said he's funding, that funding for the deal had been secured. So according to this class action complaint that was filed in federal court in San Francisco, the lawsuit is claiming that Tesla embarked on a scheme and course of conduct to artificially manipulate the price of Tesla stock to completely decimate the company's short sellers. And the complaint said the series of tweets about the proposal drove the shares of Tesla up 45-47 above the previous day's closing. And the suit, just bear with me, also says that, because I was just reading this, that Musk falsely claimed that he had secured the necessary funding to take Tesla private. So, wow. And I went back and I looked at the tweets, and it did say, Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, am considering taking Tesla private at 420, funding secured. He did say that. So where this ends up is pretty interesting, because the Tesla Board of Investors is planning to meet with financial advisors to explore a proposal to take the company private. So, and of course, Musk has to recuse himself, or is going to recuse himself. That makes sense. They're going to ask him to do that. It doesn't make any sense otherwise for him to be in the middle of that. But he's got these two different lawsuits, and of course he has lawyers, and I don't know where that ends up. It's interesting that it's interesting to see what's been happening actually with Tesla. I think it could end up, I mean, certainly it could end up where it's taken private. That wouldn't be a complete shock to me, but what happens with the lawsuits, I think, is incredibly interesting. Definitely. To get distracted here, this one is from Brad, and Brad says, Kate, what do you think? What's going to happen when Philadelphia meets the Patriots on Thursday? Because now we're full bore into preseason football. Your Philadelphia Eagles, of course, last year winning the Super Bowl, being the ultimate underdog victory for them. Do you think they're going to have another good season? What do you think happens with the Patriots? Is Tom Brady too old? I have so many questions for you related to sports and other things, but that's just a couple of them for you. Yeah, I think that I think Philadelphia is in a great position to go back, because they have, if anything, added to the team. They have two solid quarterbacks. Carson Wentz was really the guy that got them there, and then Nick Foles was the improbable hero for the whole thing, winning the Super Bowl and playing some incredible football. And in those games, even leading up to the Super Bowl, those playoff games, to get the team in that position. So I would say it'd be tough to go against Philadelphia. But the Patriots and Bill Belichick and their system, I mean, hey, they were close to winning it too. And Tom Brady, 41, fit as all get out. People always talk about how the fact that it seems like he's 30 years old, not 41. He just turned 41 a couple of weeks ago, and he's in phenomenal shape. And he has what it takes to put this team in the same position that it was last year. So I think these first handful of games will give us more of an idea of what will happen. But in preseason games, who cares? Everybody looks like a winner unless they completely unravel and they have injuries galore. And, of course, that's not happening for either one of those teams. All right, if you want to send me your thoughts, you always can. KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Don't forget to go to KateDelaneySpeaker.com and pick up your copy of Deal Your Own Destiny. Stay with us. Coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to a remarkable woman, an author here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman continue to battle it out. One presidential tweet suggested Mark Burnett, the Apprentice producer, told him there was no outtake of him using the N-word on the set. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
I can't guarantee anything, but I can tell you that the president addressed this question directly.
Omarosa's hiring was questioned last year since she was considered a villain in the Trump Apprentice realm. Sanders insists that lingering questions about her integrity led to the chief of staff firing her.
General Kelly came on and he voiced concerns that this individual didn't have the best interests of the White House and the president and the country at heart.
Sanders did concur with a tweet that President Trump asked Kelly to try and work their differences out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Joined by Norma Branch. She's the author of a book called Her Crown of Light, if you wanted a subtitle, Unconditional Love. And it, you know, really talks about the question, what tears family members and friends apart and going in different directions? Is it money? Is it infidelity? Is it religion? You know, what is it? And how about the power of unconditional love? Norma, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
So what did you find? And first of all, this is a very big book, and putting this together, it seems like it was a labor of love. Did you feel like that as you were going through and writing this and pulling it together?
Yes, I did. And what I did is I wrote it in four parts. And the first one, the first part, I really dedicated it to my daughter, Angela. I shared the idea with her, and then she died. And so in her memory, I wrote it. And the main thing with the first part has to do with confusion. You know, somebody was supposed to be dead. Oops, they're alive. And it caused a lot of confusion, and it also caused a lot of anger because they wanted more money. They just wanted more money and found out maybe all that money didn't belong to them. So there was a lot of confusion.
Yeah, I like that theme, that the whole idea that there's confusion, because don't you think in life there is confusion and that's part of it?
I really do. And, you know, they say the root of all evil is money, but I don't think that's true. I think it's when we want money that doesn't belong to us. And some of the stepchildren had a little problem with that.
I love that. And you know what? It's interesting because in your, I mean, gosh, the chapters, the way you lay it out too, you know, you talk, for example, let's talk about joy. Joy to the world. Explain joy to the world to us. That's one of the chapters.
Well, Joshua, they were at a place of meeting different people because Naomi had put on her crown, which is a Santa Lucia crown that has lights in it. And then she goes around to usher in the Christmas season by sharing all of these delicacies. And then they decided that they would sing. And they were singing Christmas songs. Well, Joshua got a little confused, as children do. Well, maybe adults do too. And so he sang, "Joy to the world, joy to the fishies in the deep blue sea." and so there's a child in all of us. And sometimes, even when we're adults, the child comes out. But he was still a child, and he just loved his music.
No, I love that. What a great description. And we're speaking with Norma Brand. Her book is called Her Crown of Light, really unconditional love. And I'm going to bop around with it like we're doing and talk about some of these chapters and the purpose of the chapters. And one of them is You've Got Mail. I love that. There's even a movie called You've Got Mail. So explain that to us.
Okay. I'm looking through the book now, and that is when...
Yeah, You've Got Mail. We all have... It's interesting because mail, it conjures up, Norma, a lot of different images. So, you know, physical mail that I think people still want to get, and then messages people receive, and then... of course, email, because we live now in the internet age, and mail can mean so many different things to a lot of different people, as I just said there, whether it's something, a message somebody's receiving, or the way they're receiving that message, I think.
And on this chapter, too, that's where some of the stepchildren realized that Naomi was not dead. She was still alive. And so their whole world is really confused all over again. And it goes back to money. They thought that their dad had all the money, and Naomi had her own money. However, in all the four parts of this book, nobody really knows, except Naomi, where she got her money, except that it wasn't from Stanley.
Wow. You know, I in reading the book and looking at the book and talking about money and whatnot, there's a part where you say, "I'll take that check now, June," and that's what Monty says. "Here's a pen. Sign your name on the back of the check and give it to me." And then "I think I'd better keep the check for now. After all need some money for funeral arrangements. I know most of Naomi's close friends have died, but I'm sure her church friends would appreciate a service. So this is an interesting theme that comes up. And as you mentioned, it's weaved throughout it. And what do you think, not what do you think, but what do you hope the readers take away from reading this?
Well, first of all, it's very obvious that June is not in a happy situation in her marriage, and she knows it. And yet, she didn't want the money for herself. She wanted it to honor Naomi, and she wanted to make sure that her last bit on earth was her funeral, and she wanted to honor it. And her husband, he wanted the money, and he wanted out of the marriage, and he wanted to go on with his life in a different way. And so it comes back to that money business all the time.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. It comes back to that money business all the time. I like it. And that's where you start, and that's how you weave it in, as we mentioned, throughout the book. And you talked about your daughter and Angela, and you talked about, you know, your daughter dying you know, what that causes. Do you think that affected how you pulled the book together as you were pulling it together?
You know, it really did. And the funny thing is, after I got through with the first part, the will, then I couldn't put the characters down. I couldn't put the story down because I was still living here on Earth, and I wanted to know what happened next. I wanted to know how their lives were changed, either by getting money or not getting money. And I found that after the anger subsided, people's lives began to be changed because they were looking inside. When I was writing this, I didn't really know exactly how their lives were going to be changed after having money or not having money from Naomi. And I just couldn't stop writing.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you couldn't stop writing. And you really couldn't stop writing. And the story is so well written. And you talk about, I love that you said, you know, the characters, because it's like the characters were sort of, you were bringing them to life and they were living through you. And you want to see where that journey goes. And that's part of being really a good writer, that you're letting the character sort of take you on their journey. Did it seem like that as you were pulling it together?
Yes, it did. And thank you for the compliment. You know, one of the things is when you write something, you're drawing from your own experiences too. And even though Joshua, for instance, he was a character in the book, but there were parts of him that belonged to people that I knew. And so I was able to take some of their experiences and then form a new Joshua in the book. And the same with Naomi, and the same with June, all of them. And so I had to be careful not to have somebody come back and say to me, "That's me." No, it's not you. There are parts that are you, just like there are parts of you that are very human. And so I got to talk to a lot of people that thought they were in the book, and oops, they weren't.
Wow. So when you put the book together, and finally it's like giving birth, you have the book, and you're excited, and you tell your friends, and that's funny that people might have seen themselves in the characters, and like you said, you have to tell them that. What was the overall reaction from the people close to you about your book?
Well, I sent it out to family and friends. I just had it printed locally, you know, and before we put it all together. And I didn't get one bad response. But the one response that kept me going was, "I want to know what happens next. And is this person going to be in the next one?" Or, you know, things like that. So that was refreshing, because then I knew that they not only liked the story, but they could relate to that. And I think sometimes we read books that we can relate to. or that we find some hope, or we find some loving thoughts in there, or something we hadn't thought of.
Yeah, I love it. Perfect place to end this. Norma Brandt, what a pleasure talking to you. Her crown of light, unconditional love, is just a fabulous, fabulous story. Thanks, Norma.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of Gravity Water Filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
About something that we don't talk about enough, in my opinion. And I know I've had to deal with this, and it's been tough, and I think it's because I grew up in a house where we never talked about this word, death. We never really talked about it. You know, people that once somebody died, including my father, died when I was 8, there wasn't a lot of discussion. So Ryan McCormick joins us. He is the host of the Outer Limits of Inner Truth radio show. And he just did The Death Show, a 14-part series on healing and understanding. Love that title. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
It's an honor to be here with you and your listeners, Mr. Delaney. Thank you so much for having me.
So you heard what I said, that I think
death is, it's like a dirty word. I mean, we all know that this is the end, no matter how much money we have, no matter what we do in our life. I mean, you know, ultimately we're all going to die. We don't know when. The only discussion when I was a kid that I ever had about death was my great grandmother Ryan said, "You can't do anything about it. I think it's an expiration date that's stamped on your head when you're born." Poof, and that was it. So I love that you explored this. What made you want to do a show on this?
Well, the original motivation for doing the show was that one of my closest friends experienced a horrible tragedy, and I wanted to bring something out of it. I wanted to bring something into the world that would hopefully try to bring some meaning to that tragedy and impact people in a positive way. I'm so sick of everyone saying, oh, you know, thoughts and prayers. I'm like, yeah. Well, there's got to be something more than that. So what I wanted to do is put together a 14-part series on death, and we covered the first part is just people talking about how they've lost someone, what to do. So I wanted to provide an experience where people could listen to it, they could grow, they could understand, they could bring some kind of semblance or healing. I wanted to ask questions that I guess most people had questions to.
So that's interesting. So you say they had a horrible experience. What happened?
Well, my friend's fiance, he was in a car. His fiance and his mother were killed in an accident, and he walked away.
Oh.
So it's horrible. Yeah. So it was just, and it was just unspeakable. And I'm thinking about that, like, you know, that this thing happened, and a lot of other people have lost someone close to them. So my intention of making this show was, well, what can you say to those people? You know, you just say that the person's in another place, and I just didn't want to accept that. So I went up and interviewed 65 different people, and then broke it down into 14 parts. And I wanted to provide as much healing, as much understanding as possible. So it's not just my friend, but anyone who's ever lost someone can have a point of reference where it's just not one perspective, but you have 65 other perspectives. And all of them, collectively speaking, there's one clear message, and it seems that everything's going to be okay. Eventually, that this is the biggest part of life you can think about.
And it's interesting because you said you interviewed 65 people and all kinds of people. So tell us about some of the people you interviewed in trying to tackle this really tough subject.
Okay. Well, the first thing is, I was bringing back, is I interviewed 7 people who lost someone close to them because I want people to know that they're not alone. And then after that, I focus on grief experts and psychologists so they can give you a clear, concise way from their perspective on what to do when you're walking, you know, you're healing. Then I emphasized and talked to people who've actually died, people who've had near-death experiences. We have 15 people who died and came back, talked about their experiences, what it was like. That's probably one of my favorite parts of the show. And then we also went into talking to scientists about the science nature of death and actually how to develop communication with people who are in spirit. And then the end of the show is there's a 4-way debate with 2 atheists. I wanted to bring them on the show, so I wanted to get a number of different perspectives and put it on there. So hopefully a clear message could be out there. And the idea is that all the things that we've come to know and believe about death probably are not true. And there's so much out there, but it's asking the questions, it's trying to get the answers to those questions that we're all asking, saying, why are we here? Why does this have to happen? You know, is there judgment afterwards? Do we go to heaven? Do we go to hell? Try to focus on tackling all those questions.
Wow, such a broad subject, and congratulations on tackling it that way. And you said it. They said the common thing that you found at the end of this is that it's going to be okay. But what else was revealing to you? Because that's a lot of information. So for you personally doing this, you always walk away with something. I've interviewed 15,000 people, so I know, right? And you know, you've talked to a lot of people as well. What was the thing that you walked away with?
I'd say there's a couple of quick things. First off, the idea that there is an injustice in this world. I see that a lot of things happening. People do horrible things, and then they die, and they don't, you know, see any kind of justice. Apparently, when we die, every action that we bestow upon someone, we experience firsthand. It's called a life review. So there's total justice. And that was revealed by, I think, just about all the people who had a near-death experience. So I think that was probably one of the most important and compelling things. And another thing I learned is that based on the people who had near-death experiences, is that we are all apparently one collective being, and the one collective consciousness breaks parts of itself, parts of its perspective up into several different millions or zillions of life beings, to give itself the illusion that it's separate. So we are all imaginary characters of one collective being, apparently. And that's part of things. And also, apparently we have the infinite number of evolutions. So we are a human being in this lifetime. We'll probably be something else in another lifetime. That's probably one of the things. Also, I think when it comes to the grief experts, there's just so much more that you can do to help people. And if you're opening yourself up, there are a lot of different ways to help yourself, to heal yourself. So I just think that the whole part of the show is that there's just so much out there. And once we get past the initial fear of not wanting to tackle it, but the answers are there. There's so much more out there. There's so much opportunity to heal.
I love that. And maybe this can really spur on more of that conversation, because you did a 14-part series. It was probably hard to try to figure out how to break it down, right? Because you had so much great information. At some point, you have to figure out, okay, what can I leave out, or how do I do this?
Oh,
or
no.
That
absolutely.
Kind of thing.
There's like 70-plus interviews. I think the original show was 22 hours long, so I had to sit down and cut things out and put things in there. And also, it's the energy of the people, too. When you're interviewing someone, you want to make sure that you're putting things together like you're putting together a sheet of music. You want to make sure it flows and it goes well. And when I'm doing a show like this in this capacity, every person has to be contributing something wonderful and amazing. There were some people that we actually were not able to include that to say their expertise wasn't out there, but it just wasn't a fit for it. But I wanted to bring as many people as possible, the best people as possible. So, you know, scientific perspective, it doesn't matter what you believe, what your spiritual beliefs are. You can come, you can listen to this, and there's no judgment. All it is pure information.
Wow, I love that. Pure information. That's a great way to do it. Hey, I'm putting it out here. Here's what I learned. You decide what you think. I'm not telling you how to think, because we live in that world of, what, fake news, or you're on this side, or you're playing on this. And so you're not saying you have to think this. These are the ways to look at this. And you even interviewed an author and a 9/11 widow, and I bet that was an interesting interview.
It was a very interesting interview, because the intensity of her pain was so relevant, and she was talking about what she had gone through in a first-hand experience. And when you talk to these people who've lost someone close to them, you see the personal tragedy that they've had in their life and what they are doing. I feel like the very beginning of that offers a lot of insight on what people can do to begin the healing process. I think so many times when people lose someone, the first thing they do is that they'll turn to their community, they'll turn, and there's going to be one or two people, or maybe an author says, well, this is my perspective. And that's the thing. It's like you get the multiple perspectives on it. And trying to get so many perspectives and condensing it down, believe it or not, the show is 18 hours long total, 14 parts, 18 hours long. And I still think that is condensed down from hundreds of hours of information. So trying to get all those main ideas and trying to cram it all into one different shows was challenging, but I think the information is all there. And again, when you interview the individual, Lisa Luckett, the 9/11 widow, I think it was a beautiful interview, and she really reveals a lot about what she'd gone through and how to help people.
Yeah, no kidding. And I want to tell everyone, I want to make sure we're speaking with Ryan McCormick, and you need to go to, so you can take a look at this show, so you can listen to it. You know, give yourself some time. It's going to be like a subject where it's kind of like that summer reading. Go to one part, go to the next part, because he did such a great job of editing this. So go to outerlimitsradio.com/deathshow. You'll see it there. And when you laid it out, did you end with the discussion with the atheist, right?
Yes. The 14, what I did is at the first 13 shows, and also there's a section in there too I forgot to mention, is that we focus specifically an entire segment on pet bereavement. So if you've lost a pet, we interviewed grief experts that focus just on pets alone. And that's totally separate. I ended it with atheists. I ended it with skepticism, because I wanted to say that, okay, no matter what we've just gone through, everything is subject to question. So I made that part to challenge everything else that had just happened in the program. And the key about it is that I think that, you know, no matter what our beliefs are, it should always be challenging, always be thoroughly asking, even if these beliefs are true to us. So, I mean, as far as my beliefs go, I'm always challenging, always questioning them, because, you know, there could be another thing out there, another part of the puzzle we don't see.
Wow. So. What a great conversation. Please go to outerlimitsradio.com/deathshow. Check it out. Ryan McCormick, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lane. It's a great honor to be with you and your listeners.
When you If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.